With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. Wildfire activity around Montana has diminished greatly in the last 24 hours, thanks to cool, wet weather. Southwest of Alberton, the West Fork Fish Creek Fire is now being called 5% contained. Yesterday, all of the approximately 300 people evacuated from that fire were allowed back into their homes. On the Rocky Mountain front, no new growth was reported on the Spotted Eagle and Moose Ridge fires. Cool temperature and periods of locally heavy rainfall were expected today. There will be a community meeting to update the public on these fires in Browning tomorrow. That meeting happens at 2 p.m. in the Brown Building. This morning, the use of pilot cars on U.S. Highway 2 in the Essex area has ended. Pilot cars have been in use to guide motorists through the Sheep Fire area for several days, but that fire has also been moderated. The remaining fire on the Holter Lake complex is now being called 75% contained. Crews there reported good progress yesterday as predicted winds never developed. The evacuations related to the Holter complex were lifted yesterday. In the Heron area, crews are bringing in truckloads of gravel to rehabilitate roads impacted by heavy equipment to fight one of the six fires in the Clark Fork complex. Firefighting crews there are starting to demobilize as rain is forecasted for today and tomorrow. Closer to Libby, very little fire growth was reported yesterday on the Goat Rock complex. Chinook helicopters from the Montana National Guard dropped water on the fire yesterday. Crews were looking at conducting burnout operations today if fires threaten private property.
I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana firefighters are using this cool, wet weather to continue making gains on area wildfires. Northern Rockies Coordinating Group spokeswoman Paula Short says the cold front's a big help, but there's still so much fire out there that the season won't come to an end overnight. Short says there have been about 80 big fires in the Northern Rockies this year that have burned over 100 acres apiece.
But then you look over in the category of total fires and it's well over 3,000. So when you do the math on that, that tells you that for every big fire you're seeing, there are literally hundreds of fires that local government partners, that our local fire departments and our initial attack forces are catching and, like they say, putting them to bed before they ever get up on the board. They're stopping them at a quarter of an acre, a tenth of an acre, you know, keeping those small.
Short says fast initial attack work not only keeps those fires smaller and less destructive than otherwise, but less expensive and less risky to fight. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler.